饮食生活英语
Part 1 Shopping for Food Unit 1 Traditional Market
Useful Expressions A. Shopper 1. How much is the turkey?
2. What's the price of the chicken legs?
3. How much do I owe you?
4. How much are these all together?
5. Do you have any veal?
6. I wonder if you have any Chinese cabbages.
7. Are lobsters in season at the moment?
8. Do Chinese cabbages taste very different from regular cabbages?
9. Do squashes taste very different from pumpkins?
10. Could you cut it into pieces for me?
11. I'd like 4 pieces of chicken breasts.
12. I'd like 3 boxes of ground beef.
13. Can I have a bag of peas?
14. Could you give me a discount?
15. What part of the lamb do we use for making lamb stew?
16. What part of chicken do we use for making chicken kebabs?
17. What part of the cow is this?
18. What should I do with them? What can I make with them?
19. Could you take off the skin for me, please?
20. Those grapes look a bit dry.
B. Vendor. 1. This is the season for blueberries.
2. These oranges are $1.99 a pound.
3. You can get a bag of cherries for $4.99.
4. It's $7.99 altogether.
5. That's $5 in total.
6. Sorry, all the kiwis are sold out.
7. These tangerines are very sweet. Would you like to try a piece?
8. I'll give you a discount.
9. What else would you like? Some chicken wings?
10. $3.81 is your change.
11. How many green peppers would you like?
12. Those are sirloin steaks. You could grill them.
13. We don't have green onions today, but we do have shallots.
14. That's exactly 5 pounds. Conversation. 1. Buying fruit and vegetables. A. At the fruit stand.
Hello, Mrs. White. How are you today?
Not too bad, Bob. How's business?
Pretty good. I just sold out of all the strawberries 5 minutes ago.
I should have come earlier. So, what's good at the moment?
It's been sunny for the last few weeks, which is pretty good for blueberries. The cherries are nice, too.
I don't know, Bob. The blueberries I bought from you last week were kind of mushy and not very sweet. These cherries look good, though.
Really? You should try these blueberries. The cultivated ones are nice and juicy.
Yes, they are better. How much are they?
They're $1.29 a pound. Or you can get a box for $2.99.
I'll take 2 boxes. Can I also have 2 pounds of cherries?
Sure. Would you like some homemade strawberry jam? My wife made it yesterday.
No, thanks. I still have plenty at home. I'd like to get a couple of peaches, though.
They're 69 cents each. I'll give you a half dozen for $4.
That's very nice of you. I think that'll be all for today. How much do I owe you?
Let me see. 2 boxes of blueberries, 2 pounds of cherries, plus peaches. That'll be $14.68. Just give me $14.
Here you go. Thanks a lot, Bob. I'll see you next week.
Have a good day, Mrs. White.
B. At the veggie stand.
Good morning, Mrs. White. How can I help you?
Hello, John. Where's Mrs. Rogers?
My mom went down to Florida to see my grandmother. She'll be back next week.
I see. It's just that I asked her to save some red peppers for me. Last week, they were all gone when I got here.
Don't worry. I've got tons of them here today. How many do you need?
About 6. How much are the cabbages?
They're $1.59 each.
I just walked by Walter's. The cabbages over there are only $1.29 each. You know, I'm a good customer. I come to you every week.
Sure. I'll give you the same price. How many would you like?
I'll take 3 heads of cabbages and a bag of string beans.
Would you like some broad beans, too? A Chinese chef told me they taste good in stew.
Well, I prefer beets in stew. They're nice in the salad, too. Anyway, I just can't get enough of beets.
The beets are $2 a pound. They're almost gone. How about I give you the rest of them for $3?
All right. How much is it in total?
The total is $12.87. $7.13 is your change. Thank you very much, and have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
2. Buying meat.
I really have no idea what I should do for dinner on Saturday night. We can't feed your parents frozen dinner. You've got to help me with this. What do they like?
Don't be so anxious. My parents are quite easy to please. My mom likes potatoes, and my dad loves greasy food. And they're both meat eaters. We'll think of something together.
Remember we had beef tenderloin at Nancy's Christmas party? I could get the recipe from her. How does that sound?
I don't think it's a good idea to have beef around this time. I'm concerned about mad cow disease. You never know where the beef came from. We'd better play it safe. A. At the meat stand.
How about barbecued ribs? We only need to cook them on the grill or chuck them in the oven. It's easy and quick.
Now you're talking.
Can I help you?
How much are those ribs?
$5.99 a pound. How much do you need? It's for 4 people. I guess 3 pounds should be enough.
Is there anything else I can get for you? How about some lamb chops?
I've never cooked lamb. What should I do with it?
These are shoulder chops. They're good for making lamb stew.
What part of the lamb is this?
Oh, those are lamb shanks. A good way of cooking them is to grill them and then serve the dish with gravy.
Sounds great. Could you cut 4 pieces for us?
No problem.
B. At the poultry stand.
We've got ribs and lamb, but I think they're both a little heavy. Should we have something light like chicken salad?
You're right. Ribs and lamb are a bit heavy. Chicken salad would be nice. I know my mom likes chicken.
I'd like some chicken breasts, about 2 pieces. Could you take the skin off for me?
We've got skinless and boneless chicken breasts over there. Would you prefer those?
Yeah, even better. These look smaller. How much are they?
$2.50 a pound. Let's make it $7 with 1 smaller piece. Is that all right with you?
That's fine. Here is $7. Thank you.